What do we need him with us for anyway, Jake? Jones snapped back, rubbing at the trickle of blood upon his neck. Cuchillo returned the knife to his moccasin, while Sargent shifted his view from him to Jones, seeing what he was holding. "Put that thing away," he barked, realizing suddenly what had provoked the old Apache. "I don't want to see it again. You savvy, Jones? Why are you always sticking up for that redskin? He has 10 times the brains you have, that's why." His green eyes narrowed down to 2 vicious slits, and he reached for the pistol at his side. But something stayed his hand as he noticed for the first time the smile curling Sargent's lips. "Don't stop now," Sargent chided. "You're just a heartbeat away from making this trip a whole lot easier on me and Pedro." Sargent's hand lingered by the pistol at his side. Jones was no match for the bearded man, and he knew it. He let the challenge drop and stomped away. Sargent grinned back into Cuchillo's impassive face. "I should have let you finish it. I'll be surprised if he makes it to them mountains still breathing." Cuchillo looked down at the ground, nodding his head. "By morning we will be in the mountains," he replied, once again watching the black beetle's slow progress across the sand. He did not care for Jake Sargent any more than he cared for Jones. Of the three, only Pedro did a fine job of keeping out of his way. Cuchillo appreciated that. Sargent left him standing there, rounding up the small group in preparation to push on.